Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. As we've discussed on our show a few times this year, affordable housing continues to be an issue across the country and here in our state. Our next guest's organization is probably the most well-known in that area of affordable housing. Moya Jackson is Executive Director of the Central South Carolina Habitat for Humanity, and she joins us now by phone from her office in Columbia. Moya, welcome to the program.
Thank you for the opportunity.
So first of all, give us an overview of your organization.
Yeah, Habitat for Humanity is a faith-based nonprofit, and we help families build strength, stability, and self-reliance through affordable home ownership. So we are rooted in Christian values, and we believe that everyone deserves a decent place to live. And we're building and repairing homes in Richland, Lexington, and Fairfield County.
And how long have you guys been doing this now?
This is our 40th anniversary year, so 40 years.
All right. Well, congratulations. Four decades is quite a while. You've probably seen that a lot happen during that time.
Yes. Thank you so much. We've built 286 homes, but what's really exciting to me is that 111 of those homeowners, they've paid off their mortgages.
Okay. And so I think that might be a common misconception amongst our audience. And a lot of people might think that these are just free homes that you're building.
Yes, we get that all the time. And so we do not give away homes. Families earn them. So they have to complete financial education. They have to volunteer over 300 hours. So they're out there building their homes. They're building their neighbors' homes. And they purchase their home with an affordable mortgage. And so for us, an affordable mortgage means you're not paying more than 30% of your income.
All right. Now, what are the challenges that you are facing?
The cost of materials are going up. Everything's expensive. And so, you know, for us, it's really important to have volunteers out. They're helping keep the labor costs down. And it's also important that we have sponsors and donors, and we have grants that are helping us with these costs so that's not passed on to the homeowners.
Well, I was going to ask you about your revenues and how you are able to sustain operations. Go a little bit more into that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we receive a lot of our funding from grants. Our affiliate is fortunate. We do not rely a lot on government grants. Our local county governments, Richland and Lexington in particular, do provide financial support to help build in those areas. But we have a team that's out fundraising. It's amazing what small donations from a lot of people in the community can do. And that's how we're making this happen. And so, you know, think of us as a developer. We're developing neighborhoods, we're developing communities, and we're doing it in a not-for-profit way so people can afford to live in those houses.
Our audience may be familiar also with the Habitat Restores. Is that a source of revenue for the different Habitat for Humanities around the state?
Yes, thank you for mentioning that one, of course. So here we're located off of Highway 1, and our restore is revenue generating for us. So anytime somebody is donating items, 100% of those funds stay in Richland, Lexington, and Fairfield County. So if anyone has anything at their house that they're not using, you know, we do have a list of things we can't take. You know, we needed to be in good shape. But if you donate that to the restore, it's helping build other houses in our community.
Now, I understand also that you're fairly new in this position. Has there been anything eye-opening since you've joined the team there?
Yeah, so I just started in March, and the most inspiring part for me has been the people. You know, right now we're living in pretty divisive times, and what I see every day is volunteers, family, staff, people, donors, employers, they're showing up with heart and purpose, and that's been very inspiring for me.
Now, what is the number of houses goal to be built each year, and has that been growing?
Across the country, we're facing over a 4 million, you know, shortage in terms of homes. Right here in South Carolina, you know, there's a shortage of over, you know, 43,000 affordable housing units. So there is a huge need. And luckily, we're not the only affiliate that's working. We're one of 27 across the state. You know, it ebbs and flows. It depends on the funding. It depends on the support. It depends on the availability of land. So it definitely varies. And so 286 is definitely a good number from the time that we've been around. But of course, we want everyone in Richland, Lexington, and Fairfield who wants a home, we want them to have a home that they can afford.
Well, Moya, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Moya Jackson is Executive Director of the Central South Carolina Habitat for Humanity, and we will have a link to the organization posted at our webpage so you can learn more, southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, and you can hear us again wherever you find podcasts. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.